Welcome to Episode 7 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, Recognizing Waveforms of Breaths and Clicks. Imagine that you've just finished recording the perfect audio segment. Everything from cadence, emphasis, pronunciation, and enunciation, all the way through to intangible feel. You just nailed it. Then, when listening to the playback, you notice that in your enthusiasm, you had also overdone it with some deep breaths and hit some hard consonants a little too emphatically. Sure, you can edit them down, but first you have to find them. In this episode, I'll describe what these artifacts look like to me in an audio editor. Here's today's audio technology factoid. Digital audio clipping may be defined as bit values that go above 0 dBFS. The greater the degree of clipping, then the greater degree a rounded sine wave looks and sounds like a square wave, that is, harsh and distorted. That may be fine for deliberately creating such sounds in a music track for artistic reasons, but your smooth, melodious, awesome voice will sound hacked and awful when you push the digital level past 0 dBFS. The takeaway is that for voice work, correct your recorded audio for digital clipping, and best to set your voice record levels so that clipping doesn't occur in the first place. Today's feature Linux audio tip is recognizing waveforms of breaths and clicks and getting rid of them after the fact. So you've just finished recording the perfect audio segment. Everything from cadence, emphasis, pronunciation, and enunciation, all the way through to intangible feel, you just nailed it. Then when listening to the playback, you notice that in your enthusiasm, you had also taken some deep breaths and overdid some hard consonants. And where did those tongue clicks come from anyway? No matter, they're there now, and you have to get them out of your recording. Sure, you can edit these artifacts down, but first you have to find them. And there's a quicker way to spot them separate from listening to your segment, which you want to do anyway. I found the Waveform DB view in Audacity to be the most helpful for editing. It readily shows how close your peaks are to 0 dBFS against a vertical scale that has a starting line slightly below minus 60 dBFS. In this view, that's effectively digital silence. Breaths look like jagged blobs of sound about 25 dB quieter than the content part of the sound. They're easy to spot this way and can be readily converted to silence. This leaves some blank space that could be trimmed to tighten up the audio clip to make it flow better. Clicks in this view are usually easy to spot by appearing as sharp, quick peaks that stand out from the rest of the waveform. As clicks are very short, sometimes you can just cut the few milliseconds they use without any noticeable effect on the sound clip, except that the click is gone. Normal plosives, such as the letter P, show up as elongated S-shaped waveforms. If you pop the mic a bit with a P sound, sometimes you can simply select it and reduce its amplitude to soften its emphasis. Often this is a fix for popping the mic, but of course you would try not to do that in the first place. The letter T can be handled in the same way. The T waveform looks similar to a filled-in P waveform, sort of. The S sound waveform looks like a solid filled-in area, more so than the other sounds. This is helpful to know for when a word ending in an S is immediately followed by a word that starts with an S sound. An S sound that hisses too much can be fixed in the same way as with the P sound, selecting it and reducing its amplitude by a controlled amount. You'll have to experiment with individual cases in practice. That's where Control-Z, undo, is your friend. Next time, we'll cover leveraging Audacity keyboard shortcuts. That's it for now. Happy audio work. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.